Shruti Rav Murda Atre Shlito. The Braitha at the end of Shas, Tosel Davin Nusach Svart said every day, Tone de Beil Yol Kol Ashayna Alachis B'chol Yem Muftach Loi Shu Benoi Lamava Shanem Alichis Eilam Loi Altikra Alichis Ela Alachis. The Shloa Kodesh teaches us that every Altikri in Shas means that we have a problem with what it says. The Poshet, the Pshat in the Pasuk has a question, and the only way you'll understand what it says in the Pasuk is only if you will change it first to read it differently, and then you will be able to read it the way it says. That's the Kalal of the Shloa Kodesh, why every Altikri in Shas is brought. Meaning that we have to understand that Chazal are bothered with the Pasuk Alichis Olam Loi, and they answered question by saying Altikri Alichis Ela Alochis, and then we can understand Alichis Olam Loi. So we have to try to explain what bothered Chazal and what Chazal answered. Secondly, Chazal tell us, Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Haba. Rab Tzadik HaKoyin, in Sefer Pri Tzadik, on Lag B'Yomer, on a drash of Asiyim HaShas, asks the following question. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that we say every Shabbos in Pirkei Aveis, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik L'Olam Haba. So what means, Tana Debeil Yo, Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Haba? What is the difference between this Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Haba and Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba? What lies more in this Haftacha of Muftach Loi than we have an Haftacha of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba? That's Rab Tzadik HaKoyin's question. Shavuos has many names in the Torah. One of the names that Shavuos has in the Torah is Ubi Yom HaBikurim. Ubi Pashtos, the name of Yom HaBikurim, has something to do with the fact that the day is a day that has a shaychus with the Inyan of Bikurim. Atzeres Adachak is the Ikemitzah of Bikurim we find in the Mishnah. What is the Kesher with Bikurim to the Yom Tov of Shavuos? Why is it have a kesher? One. Secondly, the Mishnah in Perek Beis, the Bikurim, says that Truma and Bikurim have a lot of dinim that are the same. And the Mishnah says that we know that from a pasuk, because it says Trumas Yadcha, and Trumas Yadcha is Bikurim. So we see that Bikurim are called Truma, so it gets the same halacha, like Truma Yechayev, Misa Yechayev, Achaymish, all kind of dinim that we learn from Truma, because it's called Trumas Yadcha. We have to understand what it means that Bikurim is Trumas Yadcha. What is the specialty of Bikurim, and why is Bikurim called Trumas Yadcha? Another question to contemplate, Melchemes Amalek is a davar bi'itoy. Al pi cheshbin of Seder Olam, Melchemes Amalek happened in between Chof Gimel and Chof Tes Iyar. Meaning, it happened somewhere this week. And everybody knows that the Torah Akdosha tells us that on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Vayisu Mirifidim. That was the time that they left the Mokoyim of Melchemes Amalek. So, whichever day Melchemes Amalek was b'metzius, but that's clear that the avoida of Nitzachon of Refidim, which is Melchemes Amalek, is the Avodah which lies upon us before we come to the Shchodesh Sivan. Because the Avodah is Vayisu Mirifidim. And if we understand that, we understand there's another connection with Bikurim to our days that we are standing in now. Because Seif Parshas Kiseitze ends with Melchemes Amalek. The beginning of Parshas V'kisavai is Bikurim, and Svarim HaGadoshim point out that have a kesher. Bikurim has a kesher with the opposite of Amalek. And we will try to explain how Bikurim is the opposite of Amalek, and what our Avodah is to overcome Amalek and the Refidim of Amalek. So let us try and go back to the original inyan of Alichais Olam Lei. What bothered Chazal, and what did Chazal say when they said Al Tikri? The Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, the Eibishter says, Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li. Anshei Kodesh. A person has four names. A person can be called Adam, a person can be called Gever, a person can be called Ish. The lowest of the four names is Enosh. Enosh, Svarim HaKadoshim teach us, is from the Lashon of forgetful. Kinoshani Elikim, Onush, Gidanoshe, from the Lashon of forgetful. Enosh is the lowest Lashon of the four Lashonis that you can call a person. The Torah HaKadosh says, Anshei Kodesh. Interesting that the Torah HaKadosh uses Daiko when we're talking about being Kodesh. The Torah HaKadosh uses Daiko, the Lashon of Anshei. The Kotzke Rebbe said on this Pasuk of Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li, two words. Two Yiddish words that everybody will understand. Menschle Chelik. And they're probably the most two abused words that were ever abused from the Kotzke Rebbe that they could be. Because the Welt said that the Kotzke Rebbe said, take it easy. You have to be menschlich. Heilig, yeah, but menschlich. Not, don't be extreme. That's how the Welt touched the words menschlich heilig. But we have an original explanation of these words. The Sfasemes and Parshas Mishpatim brings this word, and we know the Sfasemes held himself as a Talmud of the Kotzke Rebbe for a reason that we'll talk about maybe later. And he said what the Kotzke Rebbe meant. He said the Kotzke Rebbe meant the following. The Ribbono Shel Olam has Malachim, Srofim, Oifanim, Chayes HaKedesh. He doesn't need Malachim on this world. He needs a person on this world that is a person and is Mekadesh himself. That's what the Kotzke Rebbe meant, Anshei Kodesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted Kedusha should come from the mensch, from the person that's made out of basar vedom. That person should be Mekadosh himself. If we understand that explanation, we understand very clearly why the Torah wrote, Anshei Kodesh. Daika, that person that is forgetful. Daika, that person that has a goof that could make him forget why he's here on this world. Very easily it could make you forget why you're here in this world. And that forgetful person, that shoycheach, that anshe should be kodesh. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam tells you, tiyun li, you'll be mine. Li, it says first of all in Sifri, that wherever it says the word li in the Torah, it means nitzchis. Li'olam. Secondly, the Magal Amukos points out that the word li represents the chibur of the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. The Lamed is the highest ois in the Aleph Beis. The Yud is the smallest ois in the Aleph Beis. The Lamed represents the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yud represents Yidden, and Li is the chibur of Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you make that Li? Through Anshei Kodesh. Atem tiu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. Svarim tell us, v'atem tiu li, matan Torah was kedushin, just like when you mekadesh an isha, you say, areat mekodeshes li, the Eibishter said, v'atem tiu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. How can you be li v'goy kodesh? Anshei kodesh. That's how you become li, that's how you become to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Zer HaKodesh, the Heilige Rav Shetzerov, says that when Balak called Bilam and told him, L'cha ora li es ha'am hazeh, you know what he wanted? Take care of that li. Get rid of that li, that chibur that Klal Yisrael has with the Eibishter. Klal Yisrael, you can leave them whatever they want, but that li you have to get rid of. You have to be metame the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. They shouldn't be li. L'cha ara li. So we know what a yid is. Anshei kedush, the gashmius, the anshei also has kedusha. I stopped the Yingle tonight, a sixth grader, and I asked him, why do you learn Eilam Metzias, the first thing? Why do you start with Eilam Metzias? He didn't know what to answer. Hagoyin HaGodl Rav Moshe Feinstein Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha said a davar nifla. You know why you start with the Yingle Eilam Metzias? I'll give you 10 things better to start with, right? Tfilas HaShachar, Davani, Ketzad Mavarchem, Einoimdim, 3 good ideas. Go through all kind of good ideas, Klal Gadol, Ayin Gimel, the Malachas, maybe. Punkt Eilam Metzias, why? Zok Rav Moshe Dvarim Neroim Admiyot. You're going to start a Yingle and teach him. Mesechtes Barachais, you'll teach him Tefillah. 3 times a day you're a Jew. You teach him brachas, okay, you do every time you eat. Eilu Metzias teaches the yid when you walk in the street and when you do business, you meshuvah to the Eibishter. The first thing you teach a child is Judaism isn't something that is only part-time. The first thing you teach a child when you open a Gemara is, Abis Mishovit, Zem Eivishten 24/7 in the street, in business, you find a Metziah in the street, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shulchan Aruch, what do I do? That's the first limud that you learn with a child, as Zayit Rav Moshe gesagt. Because Yiddishkeit is different than a religion. Yiddishkeit is a way of life that the whole 24/7 of a Yid is a Yid. Halichos Olam Loi means the halichos of the world. The halichos of the world should be Loi, should be to the Eibishter. And Chazal understood that this is one of the hardest things that could be. How does a person make his halichos Olam Loi? How do you make your halichos in the worldly manners to be loy, to belong to the Eibishter? How do you elevate yourself to such a degree? Zogn Chazal, al tikre halichos el halachos. If you learn before halachos, you read halichos as halachos, meaning Torah Akdoisha has the ability to change your halichos that they should be loy. That's what lies in the Al-Tikri. In the Al-Tikri lies that the halichos of the Olam become lois through the halachos, through learning Torah, Kedosha, you'll make the halachos Olam Lai. Every Yid had a chelik in Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik in Olam Haba. Avada. But there's a pasuk, a Gemara Menach. Olam Chotire b'chayecha. You can see Olam Haba in this world. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik in Olam Haba. When you'll get there. Hashoyna alochis b'chol yoyim, and you change the alichis oylom loy. You know what happens? Muftich leishu ben oylom haba on this world. You live a life of oylom haba on this world because you elevated the world to the Eibishter. You took the world of Gashmias and you made it the world of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have Olam Haba in this world. Thus meant that a muftich lo shu ben Olam Haba, now he's a ben Olam Haba. Not when he comes lemailo, he's a ben Olam Haba. He's here on this world, a ben Olam Haba. Olam chotere b'chayecha. How is that? Koyach HaTorah. That's what Koyach HaTorah is. The Koyach HaTorah is to elevate the aliches. Just a chazer dvorim pshutim that everybody knows. A gemara mesecht the Shabbos, mevikuach tvi Moshe Rabbeinu, and the malachim. Torah that says in every sefer, but dover beita in the right place always has a pshat. What did the Eibush to tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Hachzer lem tshuva. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Klum yesh yetzahara. So what? He won the Torah. Why? Because there are things in the Torah that don't have a shaykhis to Malachim. So what did the Malachim think in the first place? What was the Havamina? They knew that they didn't go to Mitzrayim. They knew they don't have a Leisignaif. They knew they don't have a Leisirtzach. So what was their Havamina that they wanted the Torah? And if they had a Havamina that they wanted the Torah, what did Moshe Rabbeinu teach them? Linyoneinu will say a very positive word. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they don't need this part of the Torah. They wanted the Torah that is in Shomayim. Nothing to do with this Torah down here. That's not what they wanted. Obe Moshe Rabbeinu was megala to them that the greatest chshivis is not being mekayim the Torah as a malach. It's more chshivus to be megala than to be mekayim the Torah as a person with yetzaharis. And that's why you zeichet to the Torah, because you as a person can take the Torah. The malachim saw their right to the Torah because they're malachim. Zakt Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not you, that's not the credentials for Torah. The credentials for Torah is a yetzahara which listens to the Eibishter. That's what Yid is, Anshei Kodesh. That's the credential for getting the Torah. Das hat Moshe Rabbeinu geempfet. That was the Yisoid of Moshe Rabbeinu's tshuva. Amalek, it said in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his hands, V'gova Yisrael aposik, Yisrael mistaken klap emayla. What is the inyan of Hagbos Yodayim? Why the Yodayim? It probably crosses everybody's mind that Trumas Yodcha is anti-Bikurim, is anti-Amalek, because it's Haromas Yodayim, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's talk what it says in Svarim. But what does it mean? The Yodayim of a person are Klei HaMaisa. We know that a person has five senses. Four senses in the Reish, one sense in the Yad, Chush HaMishush. The Goyin writes that a person has eight senses. Four senses in the Reish, four senses in his body. Rosh HaTevis Maisa. Mishush, Asiyo, Shimush, Alicha. And they're all represented by the Yadayim. So the Yadayim are the Klei Asiya. The Yadayim are the Gashmias of the person. That's the Yadayim. Amalek is Mitachas Ashamayim. Amalek's only way that he has an ability to overcome Klal Yisrael is by saying that a person should separate Gashmias from Ruchnias. I will use a very simple Nukuda to prove it. It says in Amami Pano that the word Amalek is the Shoyrish, is from Lashon Melika. Just like you make Melika from the Oiref to separate the head from the body, Amalek separates the head from the body. It surely has to remind everybody that Esau's head was in the Ma'arza Achpela and his body was outside, which Esau is the Sheresh of Amalek. Because Esau suffered from that Machla, the separation of Ruchnis and Gashmis. His mind was Ruchni, and his guf was Gashmi, and he was disconnected. Amalek is the continuation of that disconnection. Let us learn a Moira de Kavnenezer. A Moira de Kavnenezer, Ili Moli Lebonu El Bishvil Zedayenu. There's a Chazal that says, Isafra Lav Saifa, Isaifa Lav Safra. If there's Saif, there's no Sefer. If there's a Sefer, there's no Saif. What do these words mean? We'll try to explain it the way the Kozhel Golovarov in Eretz Tzvi explains it. He brings a Moedic story. The Heilige Avnenezer was a Chayla. He was a son-in-law of the Kotzke Rebbe. He was a Chayla at a very young age, as a teenager. And the Kotzke Rebbe came into me, Mevakeh Chayla, and he was reading a sefer called Bechinois Olam. If somebody knows what this sefer is, it's a sefer written by a Rishain, by the end of the Rishainim, that's Mahavel the world. That shows you that the world is Hevel Avonim. Stupidity. Not Torah, Seichel. The Kotzke Rebbe asked him, what are you looking at? Told him. Zok the Kotzke Rebbe to him, and I'll say it in English so everybody should understand. What will you have that the Seichel understands that the world is Hevel, but the Guf will still want? The only thing in the world that changes the Guf of a person is a Blat Gemara. Dvarim Leroim Admiyet. Zok the Kozhigal of Arav, the Avnenezer said a pshat, and he's going to explain it with this story. Saif means disconnection, like we said. The head is disconnected from the guf. Isafra, if you learn Torah, love Saifa, there's no Saif. Because the Torah will automatically change your guf. You won't be disconnected. Is Saifa, if you suffer from Saif, meaning that you have two personalities, one you learn Torah with your mind, and one your guf does whatever they want, then Lav Safra, then you're not learning Torah. Davar Niflo Pshat Nechazal. So we realize that Amalek, Esav, represents Saif. Represents separation of mind from body. Realize that you could be a studying Torah, but it doesn't change you. Erev Shabbos Kodesh told me a melamed, a high school teacher, after a shmooze about the Kedusha Satera, he told me a story to be ma'amis the problem of the world. He walked into his classroom in the morning and they were studying for a test on Gemara. And he asked the class, did you say Birchas HaTorah? So he said, no. So he asked them, why not? We're not learning, we're only studying. Rabbi said, we all suffer from that. We all suffer from that. We all suffer from that. We do the daf. Who says that we learn the daf? Who says that we learn Torah? Maybe we're only studying the Talmud. You know where the proof is? In the gashmius of a person. Because isaifa love safra. If you suffer from saif and you suffer from stiris, that means love safra, you're not learning Torah. Because kedushas haTorah changes the person. Amalek caused refidim. Amalek called rifya in yedayim in divrei Torah. I once saw a kasha in the Ozhar of a Rebbe in Be'er Moshe. Rifya of Torah doesn't come to the yedayim. Rifya of Torah comes in seichel. Why is it called rifya in yedayim in divrei Torah? The answer is exactly what we're saying. The Rifyon wasn't in learning Torah. The Rifyon was in the Yodayim. The Rifyon was that the Torah wasn't mashpia on their maisa. The Rifyon was the Torah didn't change their asiyah. That's Amalek. Bikurim is Trumas Yodcha. Pick up the Yodayim. Pick up the maisa. Bring it back up, bring it, raise it back. Trumas Yodcha Elu Bikurim. Bikurim is the koyach of Trumas Yodcha, of picking up the Yodayim. The Yontif of Shavuos is Hakol Moedim, the Shavuos being a Nami Lachem, my time of Yoim Shenitlem by Teirah. Maybe the right way to understand Hakol Moedim, the being a Nami Lachem, to say over a word from Rav Shimon Amshanova. Rav Shimon Amshanova, given a Adam Gottel Ad Miyot, those who had no people from Shanghai, know the godless of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says a tire of earth. Oisin sudo le gomra shal teira. Person finishes a mesechti, you make a sudo. Person finishes a shas, he makes a sudo. Why? Like Rav Shimon HaYid once came into the Kotzke Rebbe and said he finished Shas. And the Kotzke Rebbe said to him, you finished Shas, but what did Shas teach you? Like Rav Shimon HaYid, after a person finishes to eat, to learn Torah, you tell him, let's see how you eat a Suda. Let's see if the Masechta changed the way you eat. Let me see if you elevated your Derech HaChayim because of the Masechta. Oysen Suda Lagomrish HaTayr is a test. Hafla de Kediburim, a test to the person. Did you change from the Gemara or did you not change from the Gemara? Did your Suda become differently? Did your eating become differently? Did your actions become differently? Thus attach Oysen Suda Lagomrish HaTayr. Ba'atzeres be'ino nami lachem. Because Atzeres is about the Lachem. It's about the Torah changing the Lachem. It's about the Torah elevating the Lachem. It's about what the Torah does to the person. Minig Yisrael, to eat, Shavuos Machalei Cholov, Eramon Shulchan Aruch. Why? Why do we eat Machalei Cholov? Maybe to say over and over, Chodosh. One of the minhagim that's clear in the Ramah is that they made a milchige bread. Zecher l'shtei alechem. Zok Rav Shlomo Kluger a niridika ara. Listen to an ara of Rav Shlomo Kluger what the shtei alechem is all about. Shtei alechem or chametz. Shtei alechem is the only mincha in the Torah that there was no chametz on the mizbeach, because it can't be makriv chametz on the mizbeach. So it's already a very interesting carbon. a korban that nobody, nothing from it was nikrev on the mizbeach. Why? Why is that the korban of Shavuos? So I thought that those who learned Menachos will tell me that it has zika to the ksavim, and it belongs to the kvasim, and the kvasim you are makrev. Oh, but it's a mincha. Mincha you makrev on the mizbeach. It doesn't answer the basic question. It only answers where it's shaykh to Shem korban from it. Of a sof kol sof, you weren't makrev anything from this mincha. It's still different than every mincha. So, Rav Shlomo Kluger, open up your eyes. What happened here with this? Every korban, even though the kohenim eat from the shirayim of a mincha, it's achilas gevoya, and they eat mishulchan gevoya. Here, if there is no achilas gevoya, they don't eat mishulchan gevoya. It's achilas kehanim. And you know what we want to show on Yom Kippur? Echmein on Shavuos, that achilas kehanim is cheshiv and achilas gevoya. Because the koyach, as we spoke, of a yid doing pu'ulas gashmias and doing them the right way, that's what Kabbalah Satorah is about, and that's the gadlus of Klal Yisrael. So daika on the day of Kabbalah Satorah, idah korban that has achilas koinim and not achilas mizbeach, to show the chshivis of the avoida of achila of a yid. Half of a fellow the kiblik on looking at what the shtei alechem represents. Let us go a step further and see what the minig of milk represents. Milk is a staple. The Torah is nimshul lechalof, and that's the poshut tam, why milk? Oh, but everybody knows that milk depends on what the producer of milk eats. Everybody knows that the milk is affected by what the animal eats. Everybody knows that every milk in the world is affected by the food that it's taking in, because that produces the milk. The limit of the milk is that you want to know what your Torah is tully in. You want to know how much your Torah is going to be cholok. How much your Torah is going to be white and pure and the way it should be, that it's stable. That depends on your achila. Just like every milk, it depends on the food that it's eaten. And that's the way the milk is produced. Zogt min ayit shvuis, remember that you are tolu in your maisim gashmiim. I have an achshash that people have a psagosha that we're talking things that don't mean me. Maisim gashmiim, that's not my problem now. Rabbi Isai, there are two things about Kabbalah Satera. One thing is what a person is mekabel on himself. The other thing is knowing the ultimate truth. Knowing what be'emes ayid is and what be'emes the Torah is. If a yid doesn't know the ultimate truth, what the Torah wants from you, he's missing the whole point of Matan Torah. If you don't realize that the ultimate mitzvah of a yid is a yid that's mekadosh his ma'asim gashmiim, that that's what the Torah wants, then you're missing what the Torah wants from you. Whether you do it or you don't do it, whether you're on the level or you think you're not on the level, I'm not going into that in ganzen nicht. But there's one thing that's for sure. A person has to know was meint Torah, was meint Ayid. We lost our sensitivity, what Ayid means. In our mind, we got caught up in the world. We get caught up into everything that the world has. We have. We have to realize that the tzura of a yid that the Torah wants, the ultimate tzura, the tzura that the picture that the Torah paints for us, is a yid that's anshei kodesh. And that's the Torah that I want to be mekabel. And that's the Torah that I am mekabel. Because if I'm not mekabel that Torah, then I'm missing something. I want to end with a completely different inyan. I want to address an inyan that I hold as a mitzvah to talk about. An inyan called issues. We live in a world that for some reason or other, people feel the right to have issues with parents, and when we go to professionals, a lot of times we are told that we are right, you have issues, and you have a right to have issues. A lot of the magazines give us a right to have issues. And the word issues is a very ungenommene Sprach today. You even see somebody that you don't like the way he acts. No, he has issues. He's gendicked and everything is okay. He can do whatever he wants. He has issues. That's the mitzias, Rabbi Yisai. I want to address one issue mitnoilam. One of the issues that we all have with the Eibishter is that we have a spreadsheet. I did so much and so much. I did so much and so much. I have a whole long list of all the chesed, all the tzedakis, all the good that I did in my life. Why is it so not good for me? And we can talk openly and real and not bluff ourselves. Everybody suffers once in a while from that problem. I'm asking the Olam to listen to a piece of Shari Tshuva for Rabbeinu Yonah. And take it, Rabbeinu Yonah, and learn it, and maybe even copy it and chazer it from time to time. In Pasuk it says, Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. The Pasuk says, V'kach Toiv. Zogt Rabbeinu Yonah, what means V'kach Toiv? What does it mean, take good? You know what it says in Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbi Yisrael, you know what it says in Rabbeinu Yonah? When I saw the Rabbeinu Yonah lately again, Mamsh Techalashin. Rabbeinu Yonah says, he talks exactly only about chesed and tzedakah. He says, as long as you have an aveira that you didn't do tshuva on, all the schusim of the tzedakis are not available. There's a blockage. And the Eibishter says, v'kach toiv, I'm telling you, you can take all the good that you did. All you have to do is do tshuva. Yid varim v'shteitin Rabbeinu Yonah again. Rabbeinu Yonah zokt, a person has tons of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Tons. They're all blocked. V'at nish tshuva getan. Zokt the Eibishter, v'kach toiv, take all the good. All you have to do is take away that blockage. You know how much that Rabbeinu Yonah has to open our eyes that all our issues mit Neibishten don't start. All our issues mit Neibishten don't start when a person realizes as Rabbeinu Yonah opens our eyes and tells us, Mi Yoimer Zechisi Libi, who in the world says that he's ready, he's clean with the Rebbeinu Shalom, he already eladicked his slate with the Eibishter, that he could go around and saying, I don't understand why I deserve this. The Sprach that we hear day in and day out. It's Kum Tfak Abol HaSatayra. Ma Nisi Osan, Ma Bi Osan Nisinai V'tshuva, Af Nisi Osan Merfidim L'tshuva. Every Rosh Chodesh Sivan are days that are mesugel for tshuva. They're mesugel for tshuva. Klal Yisrael did tshuva. They opened the Pesach of tshuva for us, that we could do tshuva. More the days that we have the ability to do tshuva. But remember that our whole cheshbonis that we have, that sprach that we suffer from, that the world has brought into our society, a sprach of cheshbeinos, and you deserve, not deserve. Remember what it says in Rabbeinu Yonah. I think that Ilimole, if I only I came to say over this Rabbeinu Yonah, and to give people the right perspective how to look at things, and not to chas v'shalom be nichshol and saying that I deserve more than the Rabbeinu Shalom gives me, because there's a lot of reasons that we don't deserve. But this Rabbeinu Yonah alone is enough of a Pesach to put a person back in the right perspective of life, and to be able to be zeicha, takya, to be able to realize that returning to the Ribbono Shel Olam is the way to be kach toiv, to take back all those mitzvahs, all those ma'asim toivim, all those stockers that I charted up, all of them are available when Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha. That is our avodah, to prepare ourselves for Shavuos, and to be able to come to Shavuos with a clean slate, and be mekabel the Torah b'shleimus.